Sales are also down at Walmart stores in the U.S. This week, the world's biggest retailer announced its second quarter earnings. Its profits were up, but for the ninth consecutive quarter, sales declined. Because of Walmart's size, economists are paying attention. To explain what's going on at Walmart, we reached retail analyst Brian Sozzi. Good morning.
Good morning.
It would seem like in a recession that shoppers would go for Walmart's deals, and I would have thought they would have been doing these last couple of years.
You would think that, Renee, but it's kind of gone counterintuitive. And what's going on with Walmart is what they call the pronounced paycheck cycle. And I think that speaks great volumes to what's going on in this quote-unquote recovery. Basically, when the core Walmart customer, which makes about $30,000 to $60,000 a year, when they get paid, they go to the stores. But on those weeks they don't get paid, they're not going to the stores because they continue to be stretched. Now, why are they stretched? Outside of the wage debate, the wages have not been there, but inflation. Inflation has been a big factor throughout the retail sector and certainly within Walmart, believe it or not. Yes, they may very well be the price leader, but when you're dealing with price increases from everything from a can of tuna fish down to paper towels, those things add up and chip away at other things you can potentially buy and put in the basket.
But have also Walmart's customers, have they migrated elsewhere for the sorts of things they might have got at Walmart?
Absolutely. If you look inside Walmart's results, one interesting thing they noted, customers are trading down to one private label and also to smaller package sizes. Now, who are the king daddies of that? That is the dollar stores, Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, Dollar General. And you go to the dollar stores, they've done a much better job of offering food to the consumers. And that's where they're going to buy most of their daily essentials. They don't necessarily have the money available to invest, believe it or not, in the type of goods that Walmart offers.
What about what you might call the high end? Target, for instance, reported its earnings this week. Its earnings were up, as were its sales. What is Target doing that Walmart isn't?
It's almost night and day. I believe Walmart sales were down almost 1%. And here you have Target come out, and their sales were almost up 4% in the quarter, a very good number. And what's happening here is that Target has adding more food to their stores. So they're creating a wow factor. But above all of those things, you have to keep in mind who that target consumer is. It's not the Walmart consumer. The target consumer is upper middle income. They're pulling in $60,000 to $80,000 a year. So if you can get them excited and give them a reason to go to a Target, wow, we have food. Come on in, buy food. But then on the other side of the aisle, you could find a piece of chic apparel. That's great. They're responding to it. And, you know, I think the trend will continue towards the back half of the year, barring another downdraft in the consumer.
So it was just the food that made the difference?
Primarily, it's the food. What we've seen over the past 3 months, they are driving strong sales month over month within their food categories, almost in excess of 10%, which significantly outpaces some of the major grocery chains and anything that Walmart's putting on the board.
What does all of this say about the state of the American consumer?
It's wacky, Renee. I mean, there's no other way for me to put it. In a normal consumer spending recovery, I think you see more retail companies doing well. In a normal consumer spending recovery, you do not see the savings rate increase over like it has over the past 3 months, and that's now sitting at 5.5%. You have to see jobs come back consistently. It's not just 1 month. You need job growth. You need wage growth. It's hard for the consumer to go out there and spend in this type of environment. So you have low wages, lack of confidence in the future. Plus, when you go to the likes of Target and Walmart, you're being asked to pay more for those basket of goods than you were last year.
Joining us from our New York bureau, Brian Sozzi. He's a senior research analyst at Wall Street Strategies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.